Welcome to the second installment of TMS's 2008 Presidential Interview Series with Daron Apelian. I'm Kelly Zappas, and today I am talking with 2008 TMS President Daron Apelian about the potential benefits and pitfalls of using a Web 2.0 approach for disseminating material science and engineering information in the MSE community. Now, in your Presidential Perspectives column in the May issue of JOM, you outlined some of the potential opportunities and downfalls of using a Web 2.0 approach. Of all the opportunities that this form of communication provides, what do you think is the most promising for TMS and its members?
I think the most promising opportunity for TMS is to have a connectivity with its members and its membership in a way that we have never had before, never experienced before. And the community that of professionals that we are, and for us to be able to communicate with each other in a way that we've never done before. So I think it is quick, it's instantaneous almost, it's global, it's bringing people together about issues, about topics that they care about, and connect with each other in ways that that we have not imagined before. Because usually we communicate with people and connect with people that we meet and we know and we see them. But here is the ideas, it's the content, it's the topic, it's the theme that is the one, the compelling motive for a person to get involved and engage in a discussion. You don't know what the other person looks like, you don't know what their name is, you don't know who they are, except that they have an idea and a concept or a thought to which you are engaging with. So the engagement and the generation, the evolution of the community of professionals coming together about ideas, I think is the opportunity or the beauty of this whole thing.
Okay, well, let's look at the other side of it then. What do you see as the greatest potential pitfall of a Web 2.0 approach for TMS?
They're the classic pitfalls that we know of, and I think we've already spoken about in various forums, wherein an individual who is looking at the content that's posted on the web will accept it as if it's without any question, that what's published is categorically correct, whereas as we know in Wikipedias and other means of collaborative writing in an open space, there are times things that are posted that may not be correct. So I think the greatest issue that I fear about is the inertia that people may have to engage and to enter into the conversation and make the changes that need to be made or bring to our attention or to our community the needed changes. So it's the inertia, you know, it's the lethargy, if that's the right word, or the laziness or the motivation to say, okay, you know what, I'm reading there is not correct, let me jump in there and correct it and add my two cents in, because that takes time. But I, having said that, as being the eternal optimist, I think the efficacy of our community, of our professionalism in our community, will mitigate that fear that I've just articulated. But that I see as the greatest potential pitfall, the inertia, the people's activation energy, if you will, for getting in to the open space and to do the corrections or to add their two cents. But as I said, I'm optimistic because of the efficacy of our community.
Right. That's a very good point. Now, you also mentioned in your Presidential Perspective column that TMS is planning to restructure its materials technology at TMS website, which is a site that encourages users to contribute content like technical resources for the use of the wider community. In the next few months, TMS is planning to replace the 6 specific technical communities that make up the site now with 4 broader communities, and those are materials education, materials and society, emerging materials technologies, and established materials technologies. What do you think are the advantages to making this change?
Well, the one thing you have not mentioned, which is I think is the monumental change, is not really going from 6 communities to 4 communities. but rather going from a closed space for members only to a Web 2.0 modality space where anybody can participate. You are absolutely correct that we are moving towards a much broader four sets of communities, the materials education, materials and society, emerging materials, as well as, you know, established materials communities. But that's only the small change. The big change is that we're opening up the TMS materials technology at TMS website to the whole world. One does not have to be a member of our professional society to be able to enter into these communities. We're essentially opening up the community in a global sense, reaching out to the world in a very open forum. And I think that's the exciting part, because we're going to establish a value proposition of what TMS is all about and what our professional society is all about in a very inclusive way rather than in an exclusive manner.